Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I was just asked, are we feeling sunny today, by one of my friends on a Top Chat right now. And I just got to tell you, it's that way every day. I'm inundated with what's going on in this world, but what's inside of me, the faith of the Son of God, overcomes the world. And what am I talking about? Well, if I go over to 1 John 5, verse 4, what does it tell me? For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Now, when I say that, I want people to understand that I know that this sounds very foreign to most professed Christians in the world today. Well, what am I talking about? Well, when I go over to 1 John 4, it tells me, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets, they're enemies of the cross of Christ, are gone out into the world, right? Hereby, we know the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Obedience to him, bearing the cross. And every spirit that confesseth not, right, they're overcoming, they're succumbing to the world. Listen carefully. Not that Jesus Christ is coming, the flesh is not of God, and this is that spirit of Antichrist. Why is it that they're succumbing to the world? Because they have given themselves over to the arm of the flesh. They're reaping the curse, and they're trying to figure that out. Now, I want you to catch this, okay? You are of God, little children, have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. This is what I want you to catch. Verse 5, 1 John 4. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. These are the ones that are telling you it's all over with. There's nothing that we can do about the situation today. It's the end times. They're the gloom and doomers praising another Jesus that looks just like them, not the one of the gospel, right, which offers hope 24/7. For eternity. And what does it say? We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us, and he that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. So, yes, I'm overcoming. Am I bearing the cross? Absolutely. Am I being inundated with what you're being inundated with? Absolutely. But I am holding on to the anchor of hope. And who is that? His name is Jesus Christ, the one that has overcome the world. Now, with that said, friends, I just want to highlight something really quick. You guys all heard during the break. Remember what I was telling you yesterday? I said you can go ahead and mark my words. What did Joe Biden say? Treasonous Joe Biden. What did he just tell you? 62% of the people in the country have now first gotten their first vaccination for COVID-19, the experimental vaccination. Isn't that what he told you? Remember how I told you they're going to tell you in July that they're going to meet their quota, and they're going to tell you that 70% of the people in this country have gotten their experimental mRNA vaccination. Tenpenny said not to call them vaccinations, okay, because they're not vaccinations. But the point is, that's what they want you to believe. He said 62% have now gotten it. I can tell you, friends, first and foremost, that is not the truth. Remember how last week, May 25th, actually the beginning of the week here, their narrative fell apart long ago. Not only are the CDC, the WHO, the military, the frontline health workers refusing the jab, but so are NIH employees refusing the jab. Why is that such a big deal? Because they want to convince you that everybody's gotten the vaccination. To what? To single you out. To polarize you. Their political opposition into succumbing to what everybody else has already done. It. So what are you doing? What's your problem? Do you know better than the rest of us, all 70% of us? Folks, this is the oldest trick in the book, right? Cause the enemy to believe today, this is the new tactic, that everybody's gotten it because the rest that refuse to take it, well, they'll just succumb to it sooner or later. They're corralling the American people through lies and propaganda into believing what they want you to believe, which is not true. As I've always said, friends, they know how to lie better than most know how to tell the truth. And here's the bottom line. This is what I want to highlight really quick. And I'm going to get into more of this in just a couple of minutes, because what we're going to be, in fact, talking about, friends, is just when you heard them all, you thought that you heard them all, dating service now for the vaccinated. Did you hear also, friends, now what they're doing, trying to bribe the people into, allure the people into taking vaccinations that are such a good idea? Isn't it interesting that airlines are now giving away free tickets? I'll play a piece for you from that as well. Friends, how come we're not hearing this information? You know, Talia, whoever this woman is, it was a good post what she posted this morning. If you're on social media platforms from sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, click onto it, and you'll see this. If you're on beforeitsnews.com right now, it's a live feed from Rumble. Go ahead and check it out. And by the way, thank you for my Rumble fans. We had over 43,000 people on that outlet alone. Thank you very much. And by the way, if I put that in contrast to what Facebook is doing little by little incrementally, today it's 88 people. Isn't that interesting? Wow. And they just put a new restriction on my site, friends, saying that my page is not able to like or to be liked by anybody right now because we went against their community standards. We'll see how that works out in the end. Okay? Just hold me to that as well. But look at this. It's not a cure if people are dying. How come they're not telling you that people are dying from the vaccinations? It's not data if the adverse reactions and deaths are being censored, not included. Why are big tech companies and the mainstream media censoring all of this information concerning the adverse reactions and deaths from the vaccinations? She goes on and says, it's not research if they're deleting opposing information. Well, if you get that far. But keep in mind the tens of thousands of doctors in America alone that are being censored trying to get you the information telling you not to take the vaccinations, right? Then she goes on, it's not science if you're not allowed to question it. No, that sounds pretty dictatorial, doesn't it? Why, in fact, it is dictatorial, friends. We even have some information here, friends, concerning one doctor who's in a foreign country, and he wants us all to know that COVID-vaccinated people will die within 2 years. This is what he is sharing with us right now, okay? It says this on BridgeNet. All vaccinated people will die within 2 years. This is Noble Lacret. Luke Montaneri has confirmed that there's no chance of survival for people who have received any form of vaccine. In the shocking interview, the world's leading virologist stated bluntly, there is no hope and no possible treatment for those that have already been vaccinated. How come we're not hearing from doctors like this, friends, especially ones that are held in such high esteem? Is this what you're hearing? Nope. You're hearing 62% of the American people have now been vaccinated. Folks, don't take the bait because it's not true. If it was true, why do they have to allure you different ways? We'll be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
All right, friends. So I got to get caught up here really quick because there's so much stuff I want to jam in this with this short hour that's allotted. And the reason we're only on an hour, friends, every day is because I have to be out there, out and about with my friends. I have to be a part of the answer, not a part of the problem. And what I'm talking about is Luke 19:10, going out and seeking and saving that which is lost. As a matter of fact, after today's radio show, we are going to be driving 3 hours to Rochester, Minnesota, where we are going to be at 6 p.m. Harvest Church, 3342 19th Street Northwest in Rochester, Minnesota, starting at 6 o'clock, okay? This is why we only do 1 hour, plus we travel a lot. So with that said, yes, we've been asked to do a three-hour show, and yes, it would be great, and yes, Bradley, you have the fastest hour on radio. I get all that, and I appreciate all that, friends, but it really is important for me to be a part of the answer, not a part of the problem, as we lead the way. And the best leaders, as you all know, are those that are following the Christ. Hebrews 13:7, John 14:6. Check it out when you get a moment. Now, let me go back to this really quick. You have all seen, okay, so this is what you expect. This is what you should expect from the likes of a Joe Biden. Now, this is what the American people are giving way to. So if you're going to allow this to start at the top, you better understand it's going to go to the bottom. Yesterday, I had taken the time to share with everybody concerning that of Mr. Treasonous Joe Biden, how he cheated in law school and he got caught. He lied about his grades. He got caught. He lied about his GPA. He got caught. Lied about his scholarships. He got caught. He sold vice president's office to China. He got caught. Sold vice president's office to Ukraine. Got caught. Committed quid pro quo to save his crack house and his crack head son. He got caught. Framed General Flynn. Yeah, that's all a part of the clowns in the circus of politics, yet nobody's in jail, right? He got caught. He rigged the 2020 election. He got caught, okay? And the fact of the matter is all the good people in America are doing nothing but complaining about what they themselves are tolerating today. So this is what you're going to get if you're going to succumb to this, because I'm here to tell you first and foremost, he is not my president. He is a traitor. Folks, Article 3, Section 3, he's committed the act of treason. Our forefathers would have hung him by now for what you're submitting to. And we can see the apple doesn't fall too far from the criminal's tree now, do we? What are you talking about? Well, if we go over to Biden's ATF nominee, this guy, first of all, he's a sodomite. And I've told you before, if you pay attention to what's going on in the past, Adolf Hitler's Third Reich, they were appointed homosexuals, masculine homosexuals, because they were extorted and they were easily controlled to do their biddings. This is why that of Barack Obama appointed over 225 homosexuals, lesbians, transgenders, which there's no such thing, so on and so forth, okay, to government positions, okay? Donald Trump did the exact same thing. He also, Donald Trump did, tried to bring about a decriminalization concerning the act of sodomy, which is a felony in every state in our union. They would go to jail for a long time if they were caught in the act, and that's still applicable today because we're based on common law, which is based on the Mosaic Institution, the Decalogue, the Torah, and we understand that it's an abomination, Leviticus 18:22, 20:13, Romans 1:24, and 30 other references condemning what they are now appointing in your government. Okay, and this is just another one. But this is Biden's ATF. Okay, so let's just say this. The American people are now accepting Biden, okay, rather than actually dealing with him. And again, you have constitutional provision, Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, but nobody wants to take the time to read that. But it's interesting, in the face of that, this weekend, everybody's going to be partying hard concerning Memorial Day, not considering that hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died, giving you the freedom that you have today, fighting against the very tyrants that you are now submitting yourself to. And you should be ashamed of it, to say the least. But here you go. This is what you've come to expect, America, because you are the ones giving the green light to this felonious behavior coming from an administration that's thereby treason, and you all the well know it, okay? You call it whatever you want to call it, FBI. You call it whatever you want to call it, CIA. You all the well know what I'm telling you is true. And by the way, you and the FBI and you and the CIA, you all promised to uphold the Constitution as well. If that was the case, why are they still there? When are you going to start doing your job? When are you going to start understanding the word integrity and honor and gratitude for what's been given unto us? I mean, you act like it's not going to come hitting on your front door sooner or later. What happens when they don't need you anymore? Why don't you study history a little bit? And the bad guys that are tolerated, that are at the top, per se, you know, I want to remind them as well, there's no man able to save his own soul alive. We're all going to stand before the judge. I just prefer that in this country, due to the fact that we have so much light, that we would take responsibility out of gratitude and push that date up just a little bit. It's called judgment, to establish righteousness within the gate, Amos 5:15. But I want to show you what the American people are going to get, and you all the well know you're going to get it. This is just a show, nothing more. You have some more appeasers doing nothing more but entertaining the conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, as they incrementally give up more of their God-given rights to the such. I'll just go ahead and let you see this. This is insanity, again, to say the least. Check this out, friends.
Senator, the bill to ban assault weapons is...
What is your...
Look at this guy.
There's no way I could define an assault weapon.
You don't have any... You're going to run this agency and you don't have a definition of assault weapon?
But I would be enforcing the definition that members of Congress...
Yeah, but you're
going to
be issuing rules and regulations. Just give me your definition.
I'll give you one definition.
He doesn't know. This is what you get, America. He doesn't even know what it is.
I can give you one definition.
If you won't answer my question, how can I vote for you? I'm done, Mr. Chairman. I don't think I'm going to get an answer.
See, this is all you're going to get.
Assault weapons ban. I have a simple question for you. What is an assault weapon?
Senator, an assault
weapon. This is the guy that's going to run the ATF.
In the context of the question,
wants to ban assault weapons, but he can't define assault weapons.
So you're asking us to ban assault weapons. We have to write legislation. Can you tell me what is an assault weapon? How would you define it if you were the head of the ATF? How have you defined it over the last several years as your role as a gun control advocate?
Senator, if I'm confirmed as ATF director,
look at this guy,
my recollection is the only process by which ATF has weighed in is that I know there's a demand letter 3 program which requires multiple reports, multiple sale reports on the southwestern border. And ATF in that program has defined an assault rifle as any semi-automatic rifle capable of accepting a detachable magazine above the caliber of .22, which would include a .223, which is largely the AR-15 round.
So you believe that every weapon that takes a detachable magazine that can take a .22 round or 5.56 in military parlance should be defined as an assault weapon?
Let me clarify. What I believe I just said is any semi-automatic rifle.
Any semi-automatic rifle. That's the definition. A detachable magazine that takes a 5.56 or .22 round should be defined as an assault weapon.
Senator, you asked me
he's trying to evade
ATF,
the question.
Had used this term, and I was sharing with you my knowledge of a program in which ATF has defined this term, and it is in the Demand Letter 3 program, and that rifle is a semi-automatic rifle capable of accepting a detachable magazine with a round greater than a .22 caliber, and in those cases, firearms dealers on the southwest border are required to make a multiple sale report to ATF.
I'm amazed that might be the definition of assault weapon. That would basically cover every single modern sporting rifle in America today. Let me put it this way. If I wanted to
this is what they're pushing
weapon,
on you, America.
And I walked into Walmart or Cabela's or some other firearm dealers, and I looked up on the wall where they were labeling their weapons, would there be a label on the wall for assault weapon?
I don't believe, Senator, and thank you for this
doesn't
question.
Doesn't know what he's talking about.
The firearms industry has used the term assault rifle in their marketing since there was a ban on it. It was after that they changed their use of the term assault rifle to...
This is the grilling. This is the appeasers,
so
Americans.
I'm not saying that you can find sections for pistols or handguns or for shotguns or for rifles because those are actual kinds of firearms. I think our exchange here illustrates that there really is no such thing as an assault weapon. That is a term that was manufactured by liberal lawyers and pollsters in Washington to try to scare the American people into believing that the government should confiscate weapons that are wildly popular for millions of Americans to defend themselves and their families and their homes.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, what's wrong, man? But you know what you're getting from the conservatives, friends? You're getting them calling all of these guys and appointees by treasonous Joe Biden names. Oh, that's great. That's going to preserve our liberty. Just think about this weekend, friends, as to what this weekend is all about when we're talking about Memorial Weekend. Oh, my goodness. You honor them by living for what they died for, friends. You don't roll over in the face of what they fought against. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Times can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Can I get a chair that'll turn my home office into a corner office?
It's possible.
How about a PC that'll help me get the most out of my day and my budget?
Staples Connect makes it possible with the tools you need to work from home. And now, get up to $140 off select PCs and up to $100 off select chairs. Explore what's new at your local Staples or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 5/22. In-store only, limit 2, while supplies last. Details at staplesconnect.com/weekly.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republicans are blocking the creation of a January 6 Capitol attack commission. The bill fell 6 votes short of the 60 needed to advance. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, noting the commission would have had input from both sides of the aisle.
It is a bipartisan commission. It is down the middle commission. There was significant Republican input by the Republican leader in the House and the ranking member of the relevant, the Republican ranking member of the relevant committee.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz calling the proposed commission politically motivated. 34 million drivers are expected to hit the road over this holiday weekend. They're going to be seeing some higher gas prices, with the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline over $3 a gallon, although things have stabilized after a pipeline attack 3 weeks ago. USA Radio News. The Indianapolis Motor Speedway will only be at 40% capacity for this year's Indy 500, but it's still set to be the largest crowd for a single event of its kind during the pandemic. NBC's Mike Tirico says fans are thrilled to be back. He tells the story of one man in particular who's grown accustomed to attending every year, but had to get creative when COVID pumped the brakes on everything last year.
One guy didn't want his streak to end. So he went back and watched the prior year's race, thought he could see a tree that would look into the track. Went to the folks who own the house. He climbed up in their tree, and he was able to watch the race from there. So he kept his streak alive, and he'll be here back in his seats this year.
Jed Kolko, the chief economist for the employment website Indeed, found that job search activity rose in states that decided to opt out of the federal government's expanded unemployment benefits. Nearly two dozen states have announced they're ending the expanded unemployment benefits early. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Again, I just got to tell you, friends, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, they speak of the world because they're of the world. They that are of God, they don't hear us, friends. We get the answers in Scripture. We're overcoming in Christ. We're not getting by. But yet I look at some of these comments, you know, pretty soon when there's no more ammo being made, it ain't going to matter anyways because the guns are just going to be useless. So I put, and you wonder what's wrong with America? And you call yourself the answer? You call yourself a Christian? It's your job to bring the answers to the world, not the problem. You don't propose the problem to the world. You're supposed to bring the answer to them. Isaiah 58:12. Read it when you get a moment. Learn a little something. Some of you people need to seriously, you think you're saved. You ain't saved from sin, I can tell you that. And Jesus said if you go on in your sin, you're going to die in it. And you wonder why you're succumbing. You need to repent. Acts 20, verse 21. Check it out again when you get a moment, if it's applicable. Because let me tell you, in many cases, it is applicable. I wanted to highlight this really quick before we get over to our main topic. This is none other than David Chapman. And I did a little homework on him really quick. And I mean, everything about him is he's a homosexual. He's effeminate. He's ignorant. And yet he's been appointed to a position to the head of the ATF. Are you people kidding me? Do you understand what you're succumbing to? Okay? I mean, the guy can't even answer simple questions when it comes to what is an assault weapon. Well, he doesn't know. And just to go back to show you history, I want to bring the past. When I was talking about that of Adolf Hitler appointing masculine homosexuals, that's who, by the way, pink swastika, you can watch the video or you can get the book, one of the two. Those were appointed sodomites because they were easily extorted and controlled to do the biddings of an Adolf Hitler. Okay? Now, if you do that, I pulled up some data that I had from the past, and it's interesting. Nobody can dispute this anymore. But when I first came out with this information, look what Bradley Dean is saying. Look what he's saying. He's saying that the top six male killers were all gay. They couldn't even say the word serial, right? Did you know that Donald Harvey, he was a sodomite? He claimed 37 victims in Kentucky. Did you know that John Wayne Gacy, you know, the guy that used to dress up like a clown, and then they found 33 bodies of young boys under his house, buried in his backyard? Do you remember that? John Wayne Gacy was a sodomite, raped and killed 33 boys in Chicago, burying them under his house and in his yard. And also consider Boys Town, so you can understand that those orphans that went to that Catholic school in Nebraska were allured to party and then to get them hooked on drugs and then to begin to prostitute them out to politicians in Washington, D.C. This has been going on for a long time. Okay, this isn't brand new. And again, I want you to do some homework on what I'm saying right now, so you can understand why they're appointing such people as the David Chipmans of the world. Okay? He disclosed none of his information, by the way, of his family, because he is exactly what I'm telling you. They are appointing these sorts of people on purpose. Look at the guy that Donald Trump appointed as one of the main heads of the military. He was a total sodomite. Let me go to the next one. Patrick Kearney accounted for 32 deaths, cutting his victims into small pieces after sodomizing them and leaving them in trash bags along the Los Angeles freeway. He was a sodomite. Bruce Davis molested and killed 27 young men and boys in Illinois. He was a sodomite, a homosexual. A gay sex murder torture ring, Correll, Henley, and Brooks, sent 27 Texas men and boys to their grave. They were obviously pedophiles, right? Don't forget about the Department of Defense in the United States under Barack Obama, where they did an ICE investigation. Brian Bender broke the story. This is about 12 years ago. He broke the story that during this ICE investigation that they found over 5,000 members in the Department of Defense downloading child pornography. Do you understand what's going on? Okay? You have extorted men in federal government on major levels. This isn't brand new. Just ask some of the victims. They'll tell you names. They'll tell you who's responsible for it. Back in the 80s, under Ronald Reagan, George Bush was called out as one of them. Okay, and the list goes on. But a Juan Corona was convicted of murdering 25 migrant workers as he made love, as he said, with their dead bodies. I'm not making this up. Mass murder. I can see this guy's face right now. Jeffrey Dahmer. Did you guys know that Jeffrey Dahmer? Remember the guy that he killed how many people? He was a monster is what he was. They found body parts in his fridge. Did you know where he got those body parts from? He would go to gay bars. Just, again, so you can understand what's going on. 17 men and boys between 1978 and 1991. All homosexuals. Why are they appointing them? Because they'll do the unthinkable. I'm not saying every one of them, but I am saying, friends, we have a long history of history that's being repeated today. If we don't want to pay attention to it, you better understand what's going on. When you begin to advocate what God condemns, you better understand, you better expect what you get is exactly what you allowed. When you look in scriptures, curses, when the Lord said, thou shalt not do this, there's a ton of them in the Torah. It was when the people amen them, they were the judgments. They agreed together that they would not tolerate those crimes. Did you know that when those crimes were committed, you cannot find pedophilia in the Bible, but you can align it up to Luke 17:2. It's better for you to take a millstone and wrap it around your own neck and cast yourself into the sea rather than to offend one of these little ones. This is why daddies are standing up in this country, because they're not going to put up with what this corruption means to advocate in this government. Do you understand? And I'm sick and tired of it, friends. I really am sick and tired. Oh, you know, they can't help themselves. Oh, they can't, huh? Did you hear about the guy that likes to steal? He can't keep his hands to himself. Everywhere he goes, he's got to steal something, doesn't he? You know, when he gets caught by the law for breaking the law, guess what he tells the cop? Well, I was born this way. Did you hear about the guy that only kills on Friday? Trying to put himself in a nest of self-righteousness, and this is exactly what men will do if you allow it. It's dangerous. It's a slippery slope. But he only killed on Fridays. When he was caught by the cops, he says, you know, I can't help it. I was born this way. What about the man that he had to commit adultery with everybody's wife, or the woman that had to commit adultery with everybody's husband? Well, she was born that way. He was born that way. Is this ridiculous? This is the mentality that they want you to take on. Here's the good news. Repent for the kingdom of heaven. I know some of you people, you pedophiles, you've already crossed the line, okay? You've already crossed the line, just for the record. But I'm talking about the people that haven't, and you still have time to repent. Acts 20, verse 21, Matthew 3, 2, Acts 2:38. You better get to it. Because you're playing with an eternity, number one and number two, okay? And here's number two. It's your choice, not mine. But I can tell you, if you make the wrong choice, I'm going to make a choice too. And I better not hear about what it is concerning the choice that you made. It's all that. You can call me whatever you want to call me. But there is a reason for vigilante justice, and it's on the rise because the courts are not delivering justice, friends. I need to do a whole show on this. We need to protect our kids in a big way. We really, truly do. I was going to make a point with that. Number two is, scripture is John 3:3, that you must be born again. I don't care how you were born. King David said he was born in iniquity, but he repented, didn't he? Yep. In fact, of the matter is, that message applies to every single one of us. And when we look at David, we see that he was a man after God's own heart. Well, he learned the hard way too when he wanted to play with the living God. Read Psalm 51. Nathan was the one that go to him, the prophet, and say, you are the man, not them. You are the man. Look what you did. And there was consequence. No question about it. The message is you must be born again. It didn't say anything about you fixing yourself up. It says, nope, go to God and ask him to bring about repentance unto salvation. 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11, when you get a moment. I did mean to go off on that, by the way, friends. Because this is highly frustrating as to what we're seeing here today. I have a video here. It's called The Gay Manifesto. And I have a little time. I'm going to go ahead and play it. And I want you to listen to it. It's audio for you listeners. And most people don't know this, but it was put in the congressional record back in 1987. So why don't you go ahead and check this out? This is what they're trying to normalize. This is the Gay Manifesto by Michael Swift, first published in Gay Community News, February 15th to the 21st in 1987. It is also reprinted in the congressional record. This is what it states. We shall sodomize your sons, emblems of your feeble masculinity, of your shallow dreams and vulgar lies. We shall seduce them in your schools, in your dormitories, in your gymnasiums, in your locker rooms, in your sports arenas, in your seminaries, in your youth groups, in your movie theater bathrooms, in your army bunkhouses, in your truck stops, in all your male clubs, in your House of Congress, whenever men are with men together. Your sons shall become our minions and do our biddings. They will be recast into our image. All laws banning homosexual activity will be revoked. Instead, legislation shall be passed which engenders love between men.
Are you seeing this?
All homosexuals stand together as brothers. We shall triumph only when we present a common face to the vicious heterosexual enemy. If you dare to cry faggot, it states,
very queer at us, we will stab you in your cowardly hearts and defile
your dead. Pretty crazy, friends.
Dead.
We're going to go ahead and take a hard break here. We're going to come right back, and I'm going to get to the main topic. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I'm going to go ahead and post that video audio to social media platforms even now. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bob the Plumber from IMTV. We've been working with Bradley Dean, done several shows with him, and I really love Bradley. What I love most about him is his knowledge of Scripture. I even asked him a question live on the air one time that would have embarrassed 99% of all people. Bradley knew immediately the answer.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to try to get over to my main topic here, but I'm going to take Jeremy from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hello. Thank you again. I wanted to comment on the what you were talking about, the homosexual and transgender agenda. It's specifically transgender. It's similar to the transhumanist agenda in that it promotes the idea of recreating the human in the image of the human, man recreated in the image of man. And in that interview between Hannity was having with the abominable Bruce Jenner, it's like there's an attempt to cause those who are on the right, the Republicans, conservatives, those of the non-left, to become more accepting of this transgender agenda.
Yeah, they're browbeating you, yep.
And, you know, it's interesting when Hannity asked the abominable Bruce Jenner about whether he was going to run as a Republican.
Yeah.
And Bruce Jenner did not answer the question. He merely said he said something like he's financially or fiscally conservative, but almost in the same breath he said that he is socially progressive. It's like he's trying to tie conservatism and progressivism together. He's trying to tie left and right together.
Yeah. For the sake of time, Jeremy, will you just make your point? Because what I'd like to say to that in a nutshell is they're trying to create a world without God. That's never going to happen. And that's exactly what they're trying to do. They're trying to pervert everybody. They're trying to Europeanize America right now. And the fact of the matter is we're either going to stand up or we're going to shut up, because we're either going to win the day or we're going to lose the day. And the fact of the matter is the only way that this country is going to lose the day is if they succumb to what's going on here, because it's absolutely, it's perversion to the utmost. It stinks to high heaven. And again, in every union of our country, every state in our union, forgive me, it's a felony. So what are we talking about this for in the first place? I mean, it's coming from the top, and it's coming from the politicians. They're the ones, and the real legislators in many cases are the musicians and the actors as well, because that's who the people have their eyes on. They have them fixed on their favorite politician or their favorite actor or their favorite pop star rather than on Jesus Christ. And they're listening to them rather than to what the Lord had said. You know, people need to understand that Jesus Christ, yes, he is the Prince of Peace, but before peace comes, he creates war. Matthew 10:34. I'll give you the last word, Jeremy.
Yeah, just really quick to sum it up, when you hear about transforming and transgender, all this trans stuff, it's all pointing toward transhumanism.
Yep, it's a change of society is all it's aimed at, and I totally appreciate you, Jeremy. Thank you for calling in again, and I don't mean to cut you off, so short, friends, but the fact of the matter is I need to get to the topic here. And the topic is, and right on, Jeremy, right on. Thank you for that input. I really appreciate it. Dating apps, and what we're talking about is just when you thought you heard them all, here's another one. All dating service for the vaccinated. You ready for this one? I'm going to go ahead and play this video. And those that are listening in 153 cities, you're going to listen to the audio as well. This is craziness, but this is what they're trying to do to allure people in to taking the vaccination, as they call it. Here we go.
I think it's a great idea to date. I don't know what his accent was. But it's
incredible.
For
separating the people.
To get it, you know? Like, huh?
Oh, listen to this news report.
I mean, just listen.
Popular dating apps like Tinder, Match, and Bumble are adding another option.
Oh, forgive me. I didn't know that we had an ad going on there. Forgive me. I'm going to pull this up right now, and I'll pull it right back. There we go.
And they're getting help from the White House.
CBS 2's Jessica Moore tells us how people are being encouraged to take their shot for love.
The White House wants Americans to swipe right for vaccines.
To encourage vaccinations.
Look at them all smiling, guys.
Meet people who have that universally attractive quality. They've been vaccinated against COVID-19.
And this is the first time in the history of the country that the White House has sort of promoted digital dating.
I mean,
the White House.
And it's actually
70%
of the country vaccinated by July 4th. The Biden administration is partnering with popular dating apps like OkCupid, Tinder, and Hinge to incentivize users to get a shot.
As New York opened back up, people want to know that they are only going on dates with other people that have taken the right steps and that are vaccinated. And this is a way to signal that by getting that vaccine badge.
Vaccinated users will also gain access to premium benefits like boosts, super likes, and super swipes. And they'll be able to filter potential matches by vaccination status. The goal is to encourage more users to get the shot with the implied promise of more matches and more dates.
So it's kind of like showing up at a party and you want to find the other people that are vaccinated. We're going to show you exactly where they are.
Is this crazy, friends?
If someone doesn't have that they're vaccinated in their bio, a person who also isn't vaccinated might say, oh, maybe this is someone that...
Yeah, we're not going to ostracize.
For many young singles, there's nothing more attractive than protection against COVID-19. We spoke with a dozen people in Central
Park, this.
All of whom said they prefer dating vaccinated candidates.
Vaccinated people are sexy.
I would be more likely to pursue something with someone, even if that's just grabbing dinner with them, if they've been vaccinated.
It's not having just a vaccine. It's the fact that you're willing to get the vaccine.
The message? Get vaccinated against COVID-19. You'll boost your health and your love life at the same time. Jessica Moore, CBS 2 News.
Right now, most of the apps are relying on an honor system to confirm users' vaccination status.
You know, it's interesting, friends, because I have not for the life of me met one of those guys. I haven't. You know what it is? That's exactly how you get your news. What did they do? They went out there and they probably spent 45 minutes just trying to find these useful idiots that actually believe what the mainstream media has to say. And then they come up with, getting vaccinated is sexy. What? Where are you at? Those are the ones they put up in front of you, right? Did they put anybody up there? Which I'm sure, hands down, was probably 8 to 9 out of 10. Absolutely not. Haven't gotten the vaccination, never will take the vaccination. They don't want to sell that message to you. They want to sell the message to you that everybody is happy and bubbly and everybody's taking it. And if you don't take it, you know, I'm not going to feel very comfortable having dinner with you. Come on. Really? Are there people out there that stupid? Yeah, kind of scary, but yeah, there is a few. No question about it. Here's another one. This is United Airlines giving vaccinated flyer free tickets. Now, does this sound like... But by the way, all these free tickets and all these free apps and all these free vaccinations, I'm curious, all of you out there that are drinking the Kool-Aid, who paid for it? It's not like they paid for it. They stole your money out of the tax coffers, right? And they took it from those that work, and they gave it to those that don't work. That's what's going on here, friends. Oh, my goodness. Look at this one. Free tickets.
During the month of June, and existing members of the airline's loyalty program will need to upload their vaccination records to be eligible. Here to discuss the incentive is United... Chief Communications Officer, former White House Press Secretary and friend, Josh Earnest. So, okay, Josh, two tickets a day. Do you, from your consumer research, do you think this is going to get people back onto the planes?
We do think it will. And in fact, the early reaction to the program has confirmed that suspicion. In the first 48 hours of this program, more than 400,000 people have uploaded their
baloney
to their Mileage Plus account.
Baloney.
And they're excited, I think, about the prospect of being able to travel anywhere in the world in first class with a companion of their choice. I think they're pretty excited about that. But I think people are ready to get out on the road again. And we're certainly seeing that as we look towards summer travel.
United Airlines gives vaccinated flyers free tickets.
1.3 million bookings.
Really?
Is a dramatic increase.
Where are they getting all that money? Oh, wait a second. You guys get the point here. Wait, you get the point? Wait a second. Where did the airlines get all that money? Oh, wait a second. All those COVID-19 relief bills that were passed in the trillions? Well, your coffers were robbed by politicians? Guess where all that money went, friends? To all the players that are unified in this ungodly alliance to create a new system as they continuously ally you and corral you into the system that you either play or you're ostracized. You're not a part of this system. You're demonized. That's exactly what's going on here. This is incredible. It's absolutely incredible what's going on in your country. But wait a second. I thought so many people have been vaccinated already. No. No, that's the problem they're having. And doesn't this prove the point? Yes, it does prove the point. Here's another something, friends. How come they're not showing us this? How come they're not telling us Nobel laureate Luc Montagnier has confirmed that there's no chance of survival for people who have received any form of the vaccine? He said in this shocking interview, the world's leading virologist stated bluntly, there is no hope and no possible treatment for those who have already been vaccinated. We must be prepared to cremate the bodies. Kind of creepy, isn't it? But if you read the judgments of God, it's very accurate that he would say that. You can read Leviticus 26. You can read Deuteronomy 28. Read the book of Amos, friends. Read the prophets and understand what happens when you refuse to take heed to those warnings. He's exactly right. The scientific genius backed up the claims of other eminent virologists after studying the ingredients of what they call the vaccine. They will all die from the antibody-dependent enhancement, he said. He said, that's all that can be said. Now, the reason I'm not playing the video right now is because this is what you're going to hear.
Oui. Avec de thrombose, tout ça. Oui. Quel est votre regard sur cette vaccination
so I'm
massive,
what you don't understand. Massive, but why are we hearing that message? No, because it doesn't work for the narrative. No, it doesn't work for the narrative. And Bill Gates doesn't want to be called out for depopulating the planet. Well, all those that are subordinate to him are trying to sell you the Kool-Aid.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.